A night out on the town in Paris, with you by my side. I couldn't have been luckier. The cool autumn breeze rolls through the streets as we rush back to our hotel room, our hands clasped together, hoping to make it back in time for the fireworks. We crash through the door, and as you quickly disappear into the mini fridge looking for something, I open the doors to our balcony to the night air outside. The view leaves me breathless as I look down at the twisting streets and the dimly lit gardens. The beauty of Paris reminds me just why it is known as the City of Lights. Your hand on my waist brings me back from my idle thoughts, and I realize you're holding out a flute of champagne to me. Reaching for the glass, I start to offer a thank you, only to be interrupted as your lips softly meet mine. For a long moment, the city outside disappears. The only thing that matters is your mouth against mine, your arm around my waist, our fingers interlaced together. All I can do is melt into your touch. I lean into you as you pull away, but the sly grin on your lips sends a shiver through me. As the first burst of light and sound announces the start of the fireworks to the city below, I take a sip of my champagne and set my glass aside. Taking you by the collar of your button-down shirt, I tug you closer to me, losing myself in another kiss with you that sends sparks through me, brighter than anything in the city sky. My cheeks flush as your hands slip down my sides, the heat of your touch on my hips through my white floral dress, as you pull me closer, and my need for you builds. I feel breathless as I break away from your lips, letting myself slowly drop to my knees in front of you, the cool tiles of the balcony against my skin. As I kneel before you in the cool night air, I don't care that I'm smiling like an idiot. Looking up at you, I see the same giddy sense of anticipation mirrored back down to me. I can't hold back a giggle as I reach forward, my fingers carefully unfastening your belt and opening your pants. Instinctively, I lean into your touch as you trace your fingers through my hair, and I glance up in time to see you take a drink from my glass of champagne. Pulling your pants down to fall around your ankles, I give your boxers a gentle tug, letting your cock slip free into the open air of the balcony. Gently taking you in my hand, I lean in, pressing small kisses along the length of you, little lipstick imprints against your skin. I smile as you start to get hard under my touch. No matter how many times we've been together, seeing you like this is always such a turn-on for me. One last kiss against the head of your cock. I lick my lips, tasting a bit of your salty pre-cum, and then lean in, taking your hardness into the wet warmth of my mouth. Taking your cock into my mouth was clearly about your pleasure, but that didn't mean I didn't take anything from it. Pleasuring you, seeing how my touch made you feel, always brought me a special pleasure of my own. My head bobs back and forth around you, taking in as much of your cock as I can with each movement, leaving smears of my red lipstick up and down the length of your shaft. The touch of your fingers brushing my hair back behind my ears was as familiar as the smile on your face, and the warmth of both urged me on as you stood beneath the colorful bursts of light from the fireworks. I lose myself in the moment, the open air, the view of Paris, the taste of you in my mouth, and it surprises me when you pull away. As I blink up at you, strands of my spit still connecting my lips to the hard head of your cock. Smiling down at me, you offer a hand to help me up, guiding me to a chair to sit down. Once I settle in the seat, you pull the chair to face you in one sharp jerk. The swift movement surprises me, but that isn't the reason my heart begins racing. I watch as you drop down to your knees before me, your hands already pressing up the outside of my thighs, sliding beneath my dress. Leaning in to press small kisses across my knees and thighs, your fingers hook under the waistband of my panties, and slowly, inch by inch, you tug them down my legs and off, tossing the fabric aside without a care as I lean back in the chair, my legs spreading open, exposing my meaty slit to you and the open sky above us. The lazy, slow grin you give me is so familiar, sending a shiver down my spine as you lean forward between my knees. I can see the slow movement of your arm as you stroke your cock, your other hand reaching up to intertwine your fingers with mine. You slowly make your way towards my sex, torturously, pressing gentle kisses along the inside of my thigh. Under my dress, I can feel your hot breath against my skin as you move closer. But just when I think you're there, there's a long pause, an agonizing moment of waiting. Just as I'm about to speak again, I feel the tip of your warm tongue reach out, gently teasing my clit. The pressure silences me, and I shiver once more, my grip on your hand tightening unexpectedly. As quickly as it appeared, your tongue vanishes, but only for a moment before I felt your soft lips pressed against me, the flat of your tongue moving up the length of my wet, needy slit, the tip occasionally flicking across my clit. My free hand drops to your head, fingers sinking into your hair as my muscles begin to grow tight. All I can do is let out a quiet, desperate gasp. You press closer between my thighs, and the feeling of your tongue pushing inside me captivates my attention. I want you. I need you so badly. My eyes squeeze shut, and I can't tell whether the flashes of light behind my eyelids are from the fireworks or the feel of you between my legs. Just as I feel myself start to quiver, on the edge of coming apart, you pull away from me, looking up to meet my disappointment with a smirk. I smile at the sight of my juices running down your chin, and you stand, kicking off your pants and beginning to unbutton your shirt. Quickly, I stand and turn, pulling my hair aside as I lean forward, giving you access to slowly unzip my dress, sliding it off my shoulders. I carelessly kick it to the pile of clothes in the doorway behind us. We stand naked on the balcony, bodies pressed together as we kiss again. Your hands roam along the curves of my hips before you slide them back to my ass, gripping me possessively. My need takes hold of me as I grab your shoulders, kissing you as we turn, and push you down to the chair. Smiling, you look up at me. Your seat on the balcony offers an unforgettable view. The city behind me, the fireworks above us, even my naked body standing in front of you. But your eyes never stray from mine. Your focus never wavers, and it makes me feel like the only girl in the world. I don't just want you, I need you, and I surrender into that need, moving to straddle your lap and lower myself onto your stiff cock. I feel the thick head of your cock part my slit as I push myself down to your lap, your hands on my ass guiding and reassuring me. I begin to slide up and down the length of your girth, letting my movement create a slow, deliberate pace as I roll my hips. Our bodies move together, your cock moving in and out of my wetness, over and over again as we come crashing together and then pull apart. My breasts bounce with our movement, and you bring your mouth down to one of them, closing your lips over my nipple. The gentle way you suck and tease me as your hands continue to grip and caress my rear as I ride you, it just drives me further on. I can feel my muscles beginning to tense, my breaths becoming shorter as your cock throbs inside me, your hips bucking up into me as I ride you. I begin to move faster, one hand holding onto the metal chair, the other pressed against the rough brick wall behind you. Our eyes both shut tightly, and I can feel myself losing the battle to hold back. Overwhelmed, in that moment, I begin to let out soft, long moans, uncaring who might hear us from where I rode you on our open balcony. My eyes roll back, and every muscle of my body begins constricting and convulsing uncontrollably as I surrender to the pleasure of you inside me. You give in at the same moment, muffling your groans between my soft breasts as your thick, bare cock shoots thick, hot ropes of your cum inside me, one after another, until we're both spent. We sit in this orgasmic bliss, bodies pressed together as we come down. My hands reach down to cup your chin, pulling you into a soft, sweet kiss that lingers even as the last fireworks fade away in the sky. Your cock slowly softens and pulls out of me as I stand up and smile down at you, saying, I love you.